for one, what it suggests to me is that if it's because of a lack of activity, then it suggests that we are getting underfunded for these type of grants. And we've been saying that for a number of years. And there has been a rising number of applications for the grants for people with disabilities and older people. And the reason why we were able to fulfil those applications was the fact that we didn't have the money. And here again, we had an opportunity where Donegal could have got the same allocation as others. And once again, we've been penalised. And the reason why we're being penalised is because year on year on year, we are getting less money than other areas.
Is it time now to take a stand on this? I know you've written to the executive of the council and you want to make further representations to the government, but you're not going to let this lie then?
No, I've wrote to the CEO this morning and indeed to the mayor, and I've asked him to take it up. The mayor, as you know, is a member of Fine Gael. He's assured me he's taken it up with Minister McHugh this morning. The CEO, I've asked to contact the department and to seek an all-party delegation from the membership of Donegal County Council to go down and discuss this with them and to try and draw out of them what exactly is the criteria for this. If it's based on activity, surely if you had more money to allocate to people who need these extensions, then you would have been a lot busier. And I'm suggesting that for years we've been underfunded here in Donegal, not just in respect of housing, but in roads and health and everything else. So, look, we need to, I think, have an all-party delegation to go down and talk to the department and see can we get the extra money that is needed to bring us up on a level par with our counties throughout the state.